Hello, welcome to Brat Life. My name's Angel. Thank you for listening to this special episode presented by Champion Brick Racing. Radford and I sat down and we went over his first round for the year at Valleys Extreme in Wales. And we talked a little bit about what his year is going to look like since everything changed with the World Championship. So thank you guys for tuning in and we'll see you at the end of the week.
Well, first of all, thank you for jumping on with me because I know this is kind of like super last minute. It's not like we really had it super planned out or anything. I mean, I'm at work right now, so.
Yeah, no, I've just finished washing my bike after Valleys, after round one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd jump on the call after I finish washing it and assessing the damage. But. Yeah.
So, how was it? Tell us all about it.
Didn't quite go to plan. Went into the prologue. It's very dusty. They separated us by a minute and a half in the end, so it wasn't so bad. But, yeah, didn't have the best prologue. Speed is, yeah, not what I'm good at, but I need to practice that a little bit more. But I think I finished around 23rd. Or 20th in the prologue, and then went into the knockout stages, and then on my heat, my start button didn't engage. So, yeah, so I was last on the line, then got back to seventh, and then decided to, someone cut in front of me and ended up having a little lie down in a tree. And, yeah, so I just then poodled round. I then, yeah, just poodled around nice and steady. As I was riding around, see Mitch, he has his chain come off and he was pushing his bike. So I was like, oh, give the boy a hand. So I rode along pushing his foot peg and pushed him off the track out to the end. But little did I know that ended up affecting my time and then ended up putting me back on the fourth row because I still should have just carried on regardless to get my time. But yeah. Win some, you lose some. Mitch ended up coming from the fourth row and got to sixth, so I haven't really got an excuse, but yeah.
Well, you know, it happens, but I think that's really cool. We always talk on this podcast about the community and about how riders help each other, even at your guys' level. I mean, that's the perfect example right there. You didn't have to do that. That affected your qualifying. It affected where you started in the race. But you still did it. And I think that that's really admirable.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'd like to think he'd do the same for me.
Yeah. I'm sure he would. You guys seem like buddies. So how was it, like, weather-wise? This seemed pretty dusty. It's usually not that dusty. Isn't it usually pretty muddy?
No, so January, the round one... when we had the British there, it was, the ground was frozen solid. It was ice everywhere. Yeah, freezing cold and loads of rain, slippery, wet conditions. And yeah, I ended up getting a podium there because it was slipperier and harder, which I prefer. And that's usually Wales full time. That's always, it's not often sunny. And then I don't know if it's the Spanish riders or who it was who brought the good weather with them, but they brought the sunshine and... Yeah, it was a scorcher of the weekend. But yeah, Wales is two world rounds in a row now. They've ended up having that dry weather, which the venue is almost, I'd say, is a bit too easy on with it being so dry. It's a bit grippier and a bit easier, which didn't play to my advantage, but still loved it and enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite part about that race?
The final laps. So what you have two easy laps and then two hard laps. The normal setup is two easy laps and one hard lap, but this year they added an extra lap in and 4 hour time limit. But yeah, lap three and four. Okay. Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed that. Big rocks, big dry riverbeds. It was just, yeah, bit gnarlier, a lot harder, a lot more pushing. It's a shame. I personally think the whole race should have just been the hard lap four times, but yeah, it wasn't. but I still enjoyed it.
That's good. And this seems like it's the first race that you've had, at least in a long while, where you're not sick.
Yeah, it seems that way. I haven't had much luck. Yeah, in January I was really ill when I was there. I didn't have much sleep. Yeah, I keep yeah. It seems to be, yeah, on race day I'm not the best, but no, I was feeling fit and up for it, but just yeah. Bring on Erzberg.
That's good. I was going to ask you about your fitness. So you started with a new program recently. How long have you been doing that?
I've only been doing it for a few weeks now, so I'm still it's still early doors, but working with MotoFit, Tom at MotoFit, I think it's going to make a big difference and help me. It's not, you can't expect to change straight away and start winning races or getting good results. It's a long process, but I think yeah, training with him, I've got training certain styles and what I should be training, and it helps because before I was just going to the gym doing 5,000 meters on the rowing machine, which I don't know if it was a good thing or bad thing or what I should be improving on. So it's nice to have a bit of guidance and a bit of clarity with my training regime.
Yeah, that's great. I'm really excited to see where that goes for you, having you be like so structured and really focus on improving that fitness. That'll be really cool. 'Cause I think you did really great last year for, just coming out and just doing it. I think that was awesome. So I think having that additional training is really gonna push you. So I'm super excited. So the next one is Erzberg. But the next one that counts for points for you guys is here at Silver Kings, right, in the US. Are you going to be able to
Yes, it
make it to that
is.
one?
I really, really wish I could, but yeah, no, I can't. Financially, it's with the whole surprise championship going from no world championship to now. Then 2 rounds of a world championship, which I was sort of prepared for Erzberg and Romaniacs, and then all of a sudden those two were scrapped, and they've done the surprise round. So, yeah, unfortunately, I haven't got the budget or the sponsors behind me to be doing it as much as I'd love to. If there's anyone out there that would like me there, more than happy to come. But yeah, nice. No, yeah, it's a shame really, because you guys just do everything bigger and better. Europe's good, the competitions are fun, but yeah, I'd definitely say the US definitely go above and beyond with the events, and it's all yeah, ran great.
Yeah, I got really excited, and then with it being so last minute, I completely get that. Because I mean, I'm going to Erzberg in a couple weeks here, and I'm not even racing, so I don't have to think about the bike and all of that stuff. And it's still a lot of money to get overseas, so kind of springing that on you guys was weird to me that you guys didn't get any kind of like
Yes.
notice that this was even something that was in the works.
No, and as far as I was aware, there I think the entries were sold out. So I don't even know if I could get an entry if I wanted to go. There was there was no entries
So
available, so
I don't know. It just didn't really make sense to me to put that on a world round and just expect people to be able to go across the world like that. So
yeah, for the majority of the factory riders and the people with the funds and the support behind them, it's sort of it's not a massive challenge for them, but for the privateer or most other riders, it's yeah quite difficult. It's a shame. Yeah, but
I can imagine.
I
It
was
is.
planning to do Romaniacs this year, but now that's not a world round, and then the roof is now Roof of Africa. I've decided not to do Romaniacs and then use the funds that I saved from that to hopefully, yeah, get to the roof of Africa and ride there.
Yeah.
Which,
That'll be cool. Have you haven't done the roof yet, have you?
no, I haven't done it. I've, yeah, heard a lot and seen a lot of videos and speaking to Matt Green and Tom Scales and those boys and James. And they were telling me how hard it is and how hot it is and how horrible it is, basically. It's then very appealing to me and makes me want to do it. So I don't know how my mind works like that, but yeah, no, I'd love to. And yeah, hopefully the South Africans, yeah, they're all really friendly, awesome people. So it'd be quite cool to go out there and ride with them and yeah, soak up some of the culture.
Yeah, that'll be really awesome to see. I mean, Romaniacs seemed like it went really well for you last year, but who knows what'll happen next year. Maybe you'll be there next year. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, it is kind of a crazy change, but I'm really excited that even being a privateer with everything changing so much, you've been able to just kind of adapt to it for the most part and change your plans. So that's really cool. We are going to be really sad not to see you here in the States. I was like kind of excited for you guys to come over and but completely understand that. So, but maybe next year, if this really becomes a thing
Definitely.
where this is on the world round every year, it'll be really cool to see you next year. So.
Yeah, I've thoroughly enjoyed TKO in Tennessee. It was incredible. One of the highlights of my year. So, yeah, if I can get to America next time,
That's
100% will be
awesome.
there.
Heck yes, that'll be great. Well, was there anything else you wanted to touch base on in regards to valleys and how that went?
No, being round one, it was from obviously from last year, but at the start of the year, I didn't really know any of the riders, and it was a bit starstruck at first seeing obviously Manny and yeah Billy Wade and everyone, and yeah, then after doing a season with them when at Valleys, when they were walking over, they all come over chatting with me for a bit and speaking to all the big boys, which was quite cool to be involved with and catching up with them. So yeah, it's a good event. It's a shame the venue's only allowed to run twice a year, I think it is. So it's a shame they can't run more because I love
Oh,
the
really?
venue. It's a great venue, but they're limited to the usage, unfortunately. But
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I've seen that one several times and it looks really cool. And I mean, we don't have a whole lot of coverage on it, so you just see the highlights or whatever, but I think it looks really fun and I would like to go and watch that one in person. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that's what I love about the US. Everything you can see the race, you can watch a race. It's all televised and filmed a lot better than Europe. That's what really lets down the hard enduro. It's hard to follow. It's a great sport and it's so much fun and yeah, it's quite exhilarating to watch, but it's hard to follow and watch and film because you're covering so much ground and the terrain you're riding on.
Yeah.
But in the US, you guys seem to do a great job of it.
We try. We're working on it. I know that the US Hard Enduro team has a great media group and they do a good job of getting as much as they can out there. When I'm out there, I try my best to get things out as live as possible. I know there's a lot of other people who really try and post updates too. So we're working on it here and we're hoping that, Hard Enduro in general across the world will hopefully grow and get more eyes on it, get more media so more people can see you guys do those crazy things that you do.
Yeah, definitely. And so some of the venues you have in the States are incredible as well. You have a good variation of venues, but some of them it would be a dream to come over there and race on some of the venues and the train at some of the grounds.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I feel like you would do really well at Battle of the Goats, the one that I just did, like 3 weeks ago. When it rained and it was just an absolute mess, but I could see that totally being
Nice.
something to your advantage.
Yeah, being from the UK, I do love the rain. But do spend the majority of the time riding in the rain. As
Yeah.
you get fed up a cleaning kit and getting dirty, but it does come into play when you're riding at certain competitions. It would
Oh, I bet.
be good to do Lugares. That always looks like a wet, slippery venue. So
Yeah.
I don't know if that would suit my riding style or not, but I think I might try and get down to there next year.
That would be a really cool one to see you at. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I think you'd do pretty well in that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to try.
Well,
How
thank you again for joining me. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how did you get on at that event? I haven't spoke to you since you've been riding a lot recently.
What was that? One more time, sorry.
That's okay. I was going to ask, how have you gotten with that event? You raced that. How did you do?
I didn't do very well.
No.
I've been out west in I've been in Arizona, and I haven't seen moisture for a while. So it rained the 4 days leading up to that event,
Oh,
and
wow.
so it's clay out there. So it was very, very slick, and I just was not prepared for that. So I failed pretty hardcore on a huge hill, and it took me a long time to get back from that. So once I did, and I figured out how to clear out my wheels of the clay, I did okay. But by then I had already lost so much time that I didn't finish the qualifying lap. So I didn't get to make it to the r main race even. So that kind of sucked. But it was my first one, and I was pretty proud of myself just for going and pushing and not backing out, even
Definitely.
though the weather was not ideal, and there was all these things. I had a lot of people there supporting me, and I just had so much fun, and I can't wait for the next one. So I'm really excited.
Amazing. And that's what it's all about, just pushing for it and keep trying. Amazing.
I absolutely love it. And I mean, I have amazing friends who do it, and I get to watch them. I've seen people struggle through all of the hard things, and not everybody finishes every time, at least of the people that I know. And things happen, bike things happen, or people get hurt. 100 things could happen. But like I said, I was pretty proud of myself. Once I figured things out, I wasn't really in my element, which was totally fine, but I was just so stupidly happy to be out there. There was one point, like I have video where like I fell for like probably the 100th time, and I'm just laughing because I was having so much fun, and I couldn't stop smiling the whole time. Like it was so great to be out there struggling and doing it, because this is what I've wanted for such a long time. So that was just the beginning, and I can only improve from there.
Amazing, good on you. That's what it's all about. It's
Thank
just
you.
having fun.
Yeah, exactly. And since I've done that, I've come back, and I don't really know what's gotten into me, but I've been pushing myself, and I've been doing all this crazy stuff that really scared me before. And it still kind of scares me a little bit, but I've been able to do it, and it's been really awesome. So it like unlocked something for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm loving it. Well, I'm super excited to see you in a couple weeks at Erzberg. It's going to be really
Yeah.
fun. It's not technically a world round, but it's still going to be cool to see
Yeah, definitely. There's still some. I was speaking to a lot of the lads, and most of the world riders are riding it, I think, by the sounds of it. So it'll be a good turnout. And
Cool.
yeah, I'll see you in the beer tent.
Yep, sounds great. Well, thank you again for joining me. This was really cool to be able to just jump on real quick and catch up.
Yeah. Pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you again, and we'll talk to you
Thank you. Speak to you soon. Cheers.
later. All right, bye.